The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First this morning, the demolition of a house that was built 20 years ago without planning permission is expected to go ahead in County Meath today. Chris and Rose Murray made five failed attempts to get retention, and they told Amy Molloy in the Irish Independent today that they feel they're being treated worse than the Kinahans. Well, I spoke to Rose just before coming on air. I started by asking her what she knows about the plans to demolish her home today.
As far as I know, Claire, the demolition crowd are ready to move in to demolish my home. After 20 years. For the past 24 years, we've been approaching Meath County Council looking for planning permission on different sites around the area. We lived in London for a few years and we wanted to come home and raise our family here. So we made an application for a site in the parish and we were refused, saying it was a cul-de-sac and there'll be no more houses on that area. And 25 years later, there's about 25 new houses on that lane. And on the site we were refused, there's a new house built shortly after we were refused. We went to another site and we were told we would have to look for further information three times and clarification of further information. And in the end, they refused us. And
you built anyway?
No, this was an older site. So we went down the road. It was 20 acres coming up for sale. So we said, we'll try that. So we went ahead. We bought the 20 acres. We did a pre-planning test before we bought the site to see if there was any searches or anything showed up on it. So it all showed up clear and we thought, this is fine then, there's no issue. We applied for planning permission and next thing, up pops a sterilisation agreement.
The material fact is that you weren't granted planning permission back in 2006, but you and Chris, you did build the house at that time.
We did, yes.
Okay. So now you're in a situation where a summons was issued because the council applied for a committal order. So is there a warrant out for your arrest as of today?
There's a warrant out for myself and my husband's arrest the last few weeks.
And you're not in the house. You left the house. Is that right?
I left the country because I was going to be arrested for living in my own house for the last 20 years.
Right. And are you in the country now?
No.
And is
I can't come home because I will be arrested.
And is Chris in the country now?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. But your children were in the house, weren't they, on Monday when the security guard...
Yeah, Tig was in the house. He's 20 next month, so he is. He was at home and 20 masked security men with balaclavas on them came into the house, escorted by a load of Gardaí and a member from the county council, gave him an eviction notice, told him to pack his bag and get out of the house. They changed all the locks and security men stayed there.
And where did your children go then?
Out onto the street.
And have you been able to get in to get your things?
Eventually we did.
Right.
My son was turfed out onto the street. They gave him the phone number of a bed and breakfast that he could go and stay in. Mm-hmm. But he stayed with friends. And security was put on the house. There was a guard of presence there the last couple of days. So yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I received a phone call telling me that if I put a list of my personal possessions together, he would get them for me in the house and deliver them to a relative's address.
So someone from the county council gave you the opportunity to get your items out of the house before the demolition. Going back though, and I know this is really difficult for you and I understand that, but you and Chris did give an undertaking to vacate the house by September of 2022, didn't you?
We did, but that was because at the time the council were still trying to pursue a sterilisation agreement on our house to say that it was enforced before we bought the site.
So you still thought that you would be able to rescue the situation?
Yeah, it was, yeah, because we went to another Supreme Court.
So what do you know is happening today?
I don't know what's happening today. All I know is the whole parish came behind us yesterday evening and I will be eternally grateful to everybody. They all came out in force and they were marvellous for there. And I just want to thank everybody. I don't know half of who was there, but they were all amazing last night. So they were.
And who put the steel containers in place at the entrance to stop the machines getting in? Do you know?
We put them in there to protect ourselves. So we did. But we knew we were fighting a losing battle then when 20 security men came in with balaclavas and six squad cars coming flying up the lane. It was a ridiculous situation, so it was. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see it in a movie, so you wouldn't.
And have those steel containers been moved now?
They have, yeah.
So yeah. That means they can access the site with this demolition equipment?
They can, yeah. We offered to give the house to charity, so it is.
Mm-hmm. And what do they say?
They didn't accept it at all. They just want to go ahead and return it to a green field. So they do. And with a housing crisis going on in this country, I think it's absolutely ludicrous that you couldn't give it to a charity and let some good come of this.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main reasons I see in the coverage for the refusal of permission and retention was concerns about density and wastewater issues as well. That has been at the crux of all of this over the years.
Yeah, but the house is built on a 9-acre field. Wastewater service wasn't an issue because we had the best water treatment systems put in place.
The latest appeal on Comisiún Pleanála, they said it shouldn't be refused in relation to density, but planning should be refused due to wastewater concerns. That was the last ruling, wasn't it, from the inspector?
Yeah, but we had the best water system treatment system yet in operation that you could possibly think of.
And I know what you're saying, and I know this is difficult, but there'll be people listening to this and they'll say, you can't build a house in Ireland without planning permission. That's the bottom line. Do you understand that logic?
Yeah.
And I know Chris has said...
It was a sheer frustration, so it was for years and years. Goalposts were moving around the parish, so they were...
And hasn't Chris said in an interview that it was a massive mistake to build the house?
Oh, we said, we held our hands up 20 years ago, said it is a mistake. We'll try and rectify the situation. We'll knock front, back and sides, knock the top off it. Meath County Council wouldn't give us planned permission for a hen house at the moment, so they wouldn't. We're just bulldozing their way into everything. There was no negotiations with them whatsoever.
So you had offered to reduce the size of the house?
We offered to reduce it to nearly 1,000 square feet. So we did, and they still said no.
What size is it now?
It's about 5,006. Yeah. See, there's a carport and there's a garage. There's a double garage on the side.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it here. It's a fine house. Like the double garage is there and the stonework and the balcony. And it's a big house, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. We made a mistake. It was too big. So it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we put our hands up 20 years ago, said we're trying to fix the situation. There's no negotiations with them. So there's not.
You told The Independent that you feel you're being treated worse than the Kinahans.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It's barbaric what they were doing to us. Sending in 20 masked balaclava men into the house the other morning. What did they need that for?
I mean, I don't know, but I suppose you had committed to leave in 2022. It's now 2026.
Yeah, but we had received new evidence.
Is there a case? Are you running a case at the European Court of Human Rights?
Yes, we have two live appeals in with the European Court at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting to hear from that.
Do you know how much this has cost you over the years?
A lot of money. So it is.
Are you into hundreds of thousands or closer to a million, would you say?
I don't know, Claire.
And what are you going to do?
Move on. So we are. We're going to move on with our lives. So we are.
Have you somewhere to live?
At the moment, I don't know.
And are the children going to go to that B&B that they were given the number?
No, the children are not going to go to a B&B in this day and age with all the homeless people, refugees is coming into the country. It's barbaric that you can pay for your taxes in this country all your life and then be treated like that and put into a bed and breakfast.
And have they now somewhere to go?
They're staying with friends at the moment, so they do, but at the moment we don't have a base.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
And is Chris... And will the children go? And if this happens today, and we don't know as we speak whether it's happening today or not, will they go and watch it being demolished?
No. Why would you want to watch that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I suppose it's your home for the last 20 odd years.
No. I wouldn't advise them to go and watch that now.
But and you're staying away anyway, Rose. That's your
decision. I'm staying away until the order is lifted for my arrest, that I can actually come into the country.
So you won't come back until you're certain that you won't be arrested?
I don't want to be arrested at Dublin Airport, Claire. For what? I'm not a criminal.
And are you concerned that Chris will be arrested?
Of course I am, yeah. This is a civil matter. This matter should have been sorted out 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it should.
But he's taking the risk, Chris, in staying in Ireland, even though the warrant is out for his arrest.
Yeah. He is, yes.
So that was Rosemary speaking to me just before coming on air this morning. We're keeping an eye on what's happening in Meath. The house is in Navan. The expectation is, or it's reported at least, that the demolition may happen today. We've contacted Meath County Council for a statement. We haven't had anything back yet, but we will keep a close eye on it.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.